Scott with SJ Wildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 340. Folks, there's a war on the Bible. We've always said with this news ministry to buy a King James Version, buy two, one for your home, one to bury when they make the Bible illegal. We're going to cover HR Bill 690 that the House of Representatives passed. It's now going to the Senate. I couldn't find out much information if they're going to fast track this in. Also, order out of chaos. They're using the excuse of the protest to bring in this wicked bill that actually goes against the Constitution, my friends. And lastly, we're going to talk about how this is really a primer for Noahide laws that will ultimately get Christians' heads beheaded. In our ministry's point of view, you're not getting raptured out of here. You will see the Antichrist come to power, my friends. But the first story I want to cover, I just thought this was interesting. When you look at two colleges in the New York area, almost 50% of the people that were arrested weren't even students. So are these paid agitators? This is from Blazing Press News. And he goes on to say, not surprised, paid agitators. Just like the BLM and Antifa, where they're bussing this nonsense in, never let a good crisis go to waste. And I also read an article, one college had many of the same tents. So was somebody funding this? And granted, I think the protests were legit, but they got unruly. All right. HR 690, what's interesting is when you dive deep into this bill, they reference you cannot have anti-Semitism, and it includes the contemporary examples of anti-Semitism identified in IHRA definition. Because when you read HR Bill 6090, right, it makes sense in so many ways, but that you just got to dive deeper into the details. But let's read, to provide the consideration of a definition of anti-Semitism set forth by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, better known as IHRA, for the enforcement of federal anti-discrimination laws concerning education programs or activities or for other purposes. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Going into IHRA, I went into the source, and this is where it is a primer to ban the Bible. And again, this is an end of days news ministry. Years ago, when I first became a Christian in 2008, I had a dream, maybe 2009, 10, can't remember exactly when, of Christians going into office buildings and lip syncing, praising the Lord, meeting off hours, obviously on the weekend. And then I saw within the same dream, people in the country going into a white barn and hiding their Bibles. And nobody could have technology and cell phones. They had to really go underground. And it was here in the United States. It's coming. That's why I always said, buy a King James Version Bible. But let's read this bullet point where this is called anti-Semitic. Using the symbols and images associated with classic anti-Semitism, example, claims of Jews killing Jesus or blood libel. To characterize Israel or Israelis. Can't make this up, my friends. That's the hubbub right there. So scripture like the following, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, for yea, brethren, become followers of churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are in contrary to all men. And we've quoted many of the rabbis saying Christians are the enemies of the Jews. Many Jews have been whistleblowers, basically, of Noahide laws that we've covered within this ministry. And we also, I think, are one of the few ministries, and there are other scholars that basically have a similar point of view as us, is the woman, when you use proper hermeneutics, the woman sits on seven hills, or is surrounded by seven hills, and runs the kings of this earth, the mother of all harlots, and is that great city. And when you look at the word great city in the book of Revelation, it's called Sodom in Egypt where they crucified Christ. I'm sorry, they did not crucify Christ in Rome. Doesn't make any sense to me. And you need to think about why all the 10 kings will hate the whore and will go against the whore in the end of days, with Zechariah 12 and 14 and Joel as well. But here's where it gets interesting as well, that many truther channels have been just kind of chuckling a little bit, is within these guidelines as well, you can't talk conspiracy. You can't talk about who runs these major companies, who are the merchants of this earth. So let's read. This is as well considered anti-Semitic within this bill. Making mendacious, dehumanizing, demonizing, or stereotypical allegations about Jews as such, or the power of Jews as a collective, such as, especially but not exclusively, the myth about a world Jewish conspiracy, or of Jews controlling the media, economy, government, or other societal institutions. We played the guy that worked on Trump's team and was blowing the whistle about Trump, transhumanism Trump, in Operation Warp Speed, and how many of the leaders within the government institutions and or government officials are dual citizen, United States and also Israeli. And again, we did a Bible study, Final Days Report, episode 257. Actually, it was probably one of our more popular VCast in the Bible, World War III players, whore versus the woman, AI beast system, and Jerusalem's role. Also check out the AI killing machine called the gospel. They actually call artificial intelligence for their targeting system of Hamas called the gospel. When will this be turned on you with Noahide laws, my friends? And this should not be a surprise. I think this is a part of God's plan to bring Jews, at least a certain percentage of them, a remnant. And again, if you really study Romans 11, all Israel will be saved when the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled. We've probably covered it five times. When is the times of the Gentiles fulfilled? That last and great, terrible day of the Lord. And again, it fits the post-trib rapture perfectly. So those that are in, those Jews and Gentiles that come to Christ, are the promised people. And a remnant will be saved. Some will cry out when you really read Zechariah 14. But Romans 11, as concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, election are Christians, right? Matthew 24, if it wasn't for the elect, if it wasn't for Christians, Jesus needs to come back because no flesh would be saved. Read Matthew 24, King James Version, and study it. They are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, talking about the Gentiles, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, through the Jews' unbelief. If you have a calling, my friends, the gifts of a calling, jump on that calling, my friends. I was in disobedience for years. I probably should have started this ministry a long, long time ago, and I repent of that. Now, here's where it gets interesting as well. Part of this bill, it says, drawing comparisons on contemporary Israel policy to that of the Nazis. Many Jews, the Jews are the best whistleblowers of the policy of Israel, have said how they're treating the Palestinians is likened to the Nazis. You know, I remember hearing a couple podcasts, VCasts of Holocaust survivors, people that were in the camps, basically comparing the situation in Gaza as an open-air concentration camp. You can't make this stuff up. And I have family members that actually spent time in work camps. They weren't Jews, but they were captured and forced to work. And they actually starved, like those pictures you see, because there was just no food. They were eating sawdust. I mean, I've heard these testimonies firsthand. But this is where it gets interesting. Netanyahu invokes Amalek narrative in speech about expanding ground operation in Gaza. So you need to dive deeper into the Amalek narrative in the Old Testament. So let me read. As for what God told Israel to do to them in 1 Samuel 15, Verse 3, God commands Saul, now let's read, now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. This command was given as a punishment for what the Amalekites did to Israel when they were coming up from Egypt. And I think it also has to do with Nephilim, corrupt DNA, and the people were wicked. They were aborting their babies, probably doing other Sodom and Gomorrah type behavior. And God gave them a chance to repent. So the fact that they're going after the Gazan people and using a reference of Amalek, Netanyahu, I'm speaking about, is pretty wicked and demonic. Now, this all fits the Noahide laws that the UN is involved in. United States presidents have signed off on Noahide laws, including Trump, that if you worship Jesus Christ, it's considered idol worship and it's off with your head. And that fits the book of Revelation as well for the martyrs. And I think this will happen after Seal 4 or World War 3, and then the Antichrist will come in as a savior. Hey, we need to end all wars, one world religion, and Noahide laws will be, at least from what we can see, the laws of the book that everyone will accept, even Muslims. Unbelievable. So I want to play Trump. If he gets back into office, this guy is dialed in with all of this nonsense. But let's play it.
This evil anti-Semitic attack is an assault on all of us. It's an assault on humanity. It will require all of us working together to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism from our world. This was an anti-Semitic attack at its worst. The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere it rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is. Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction. Now, when you have crimes like this, whether it's this one or another one on another group, we have to bring back the death penalty. They have to pay the ultimate price. They have to pay the ultimate price. They can't do this. They can't do this to our country. We must draw a line in the sand and say very strongly, never again.
We've been warning, and again, this is an end of days news ministry where old men will have dreams, young people will have visions, and I'm blowing the trumpet as a watchman. If you're Jewish in Western nations, you've been sold out, expect false flags. Make sure you protect your synagogue from attacks because they need to change the narrative. They need excuses to bring on the Noahide laws. All right, I want to end on a good note. This video that I'm going to show went viral of just this amazing scenery in the skies. And a lot of people are speculating, is this Project Bluebeam? Are they trying to scare us? And I had a dream the other night showing this exact video, this phenomenon in the sky. And then I saw next to it this mega huge snowflake, white snowflake that was just beyond beautiful. Words can't describe it. And I've had multiple dreams where the Lord has told me to walk as the Church of Philadelphia, to walk in white snow, to purify myself. You know, we're all human. We all have desires of this world of the flesh. Recently, I've been divorced and just fighting a spirit of lust, making sure I don't put myself where I could fall. And so he's just kind of guided me through that journey. You know, narrow is the way, my friends. And it was just comforting to me because this bill really got me upset. And so let's read Acts 2, verses 19. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. This is pretty amazing. Excuse her language. She swears here.
What the fuck is that? This is a long streak across the sky here at 2:48 a.m. I'm just getting home from my gig at Swig. And I notice this up in the sky. I'm like, I ain't never seen nothing like that. No rainbow, nothing like that in the sky at night. In the early morning, wee hours of the morning.
Everyone that voted for H.R. 6090 has trampled on the Constitution, and they have not actually lived up to their oath. But it doesn't surprise me. I always knew that they were going to go after the Bible, the New Testament Bible, especially under the guise of hate speech, with sexual sin, with sodomy, saying it's hate speech, you can just see it, and then also being anti-Semitic. But the good news is the Word of God also says the gospel must be preached. Do me a favor, go to SJ Wildfire, sign up for our alerts, probably send an alert out once a week for our VCasts, and thank you for your support and prayers. We're on the front lines, my friends. God bless. Thank you.